listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
We do these once a year, folks, and this is the PCA episode.
What does that stand for?
Premier Cigar Association.
There you go.
Really, for me, PCA is a chance to get back in the community and dig deeper and develop these relationships more.
Love getting to know the people behind the industry and just seeing the sincerity behind what they're doing. There's an earnestness about what they do that they all get along for the most part. Yeah. It's awesome to see that.
It was one of the best cigar-focused weekends of my life.
Yeah.
Came with the right mindset, met really fun people.
The thing I liked about going to PCA is learning about the industry and what's happening in the industry. So I just kind of feel like more part of, but overall, it's a great experience. A lot of fun. They really know how to throw a party.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Hey guys, welcome to this Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. Today we got a bunch of friendly faces and one on Zoom in here today. But first we got good old boy Mike on the ones and twos.
I wish to register a complaint.
Making sure we have all those beautiful sound effects that you people love. Next to him, we got good old boy Justin zooming in from the beach. What's up?
Pleasure to be here, as always.
And then good old boy Robert's back.
I am here and present.
Yeah, and good old boy Rich, of course.
I'm good. I'm old, but boy, I am not rich.
That's right. And then I'm the hostess with the mostest, your bearded lady of this three-ring circus, good old boy Barger. What's up, folks? Listen, we're the best thing on at 2 a.m., right before competitive whispering with Samuel L. Jackson and silent yoga with Gilbert Godfrey.
That would be an interesting show.
As you know, and I hope you know, smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. But this episode is going to be different. We do these once a year, folks, and this is the PCA episode.
What does that stand for?
Premier Cigar Association.
There you go.
And since the PCA episode, we're going to skip the what's in the box today because we got a lot to go over. But we'll touch on a few favorite smokes we had while we were there, along with our experiences of being there. We got to meet a lot of great people and had some really good cigar talks. But if you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on the one-on-one episode. You can go back and decode all this stuff. Just go to sipsudsandsmokes.com and check us out. That episode should pop right up. Today, good old boy Justin gets the honors of going over the ratings of what we're going to be touching on today. So, Justin, what do you got?
We got One Ring. This sucked before it was even lit. Two Rings. At least I lit it. Three Rings. I would smoke this again. Four Rings. How much you want for them, huh?
Magnificent.
Five Rings. Where are they? I need a whole box.
Good old creepy voice from the corner of Justin over there. All right, well, let's talk awards. We did something really cool, and good old boy Robert helped us out with 3D printing some awards and getting some lighters laser engraved for folks. But man, what do you guys think about those? How did that go over?
I think it went over very well. Yeah. A lot better than we expected, for sure. They loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really neat walking by and seeing them like proudly displayed. Like they really kind of took it serious.
Yeah, it was really cool. Justin, what did you think?
We went a whole level above all the other media there and got some real engagement from these amazing producers. That's what I think.
Yeah, we got a lot of good feedback on it as well. Like all of the manufacturers that got brands, they were just humbled, you know, and it was really interesting because it takes a lot to humble a manufacturer sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's just this one little thing that was like, hey, you made our top of best of season 13, I believe it was, best of season 13.
Yeah.
Yes. And so our placard said best of season 13, and there was only one person that got the gold, and that was Blackwork Studios, right?
Yep.
Seek the Holy Grail.
That's right. So now, if you're a manufacturer and you're listening, you better step it up, because there's another gold one coming out this year. 2026 PCA will be...
highly coveted.
Highly coveted award.
That's right.
But what do you guys think? Do you guys have a lot of fun? First of all, PCA was in New Orleans this year, and it was a lot of fun.
Weather was beautiful.
Weather was great.
People were great.
Lots of food. We got Dragos again.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. So good.
Oh,
God.
Man.
So good.
Those charbroiled oysters, man. I dream about those.
I think that's the first thing we did when we landed was beelined it to Dragos.
I'm going
to
be sad that there's not a Dragos in New Orleans or in Vegas this next year.
That's right.
You know, if there's one there, though, we got to go and get them.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Absolutely. But we're big foodies here, too, so we like to go and eat all the good food and hang out with people before the show. Our hotel this time was not very far from the place, okay. So it was all walkable. Thanks, Rich.
No drunk people in the lobby this time.
That's right. No drunk people in the lobby.
But we did have rats in the courtyard.
There were rats in the courtyard, and they were like the size of cats. Yeah. Like, you'd be careful. They'll drag your purse off. Justin, did you?
What were they smoking?
What the rats were smoking?
Yeah.
Probably the dirty rat from Liga Privados.
There you go.
You know, probably.
Yeah, it was a great hotel, though. They had the fire pit. We got to hang out with a bunch of people we normally don't get to hang out with, smoking cigars.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we had the volleyball team that took over the next
Yeah, but
we made it
work under the little pavilion. But we did get to meet some other medias in our hotel. Cigar Pulpit, shout out to Nick out there. We had a good time talking with him and the other guys. What was it, Danny?
Danny and Sean.
Danny and Sean.
Yeah.
And... What was the other guy, the podcast with the blind guy?
Sean. I can't remember what the podcast is called. That's going to be really bad.
I think it's Cigar Hustle. No, is that Mike's Stephon Cavage?
Yeah.
That's his. But yeah.
No,
but anyway, we'll find out what his is, and we'll put it in the show notes for you guys. But
yeah,
that dude was awesome.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun. And then we got to hang out with Bob Finley from Bob the Cigar Guy.
Yes.
And if you guys don't know much about him, you need to go give him a listen and follow, too.
And the First Lady of Cigars.
Yeah, and the First Lady of Cigars, his wife. She's salt of the earth, man. They are such good people.
So nice.
But that leads me to the community. So, really, for me, PCA is a chance to get back in the community and dig deeper and develop these relationships more. So, what do you guys think that we did? How did we do on that this year?
I think the one thing I noticed was, actually seeing people for the third and fourth time. So we were known a little bit more. We knew them, getting recognized more. And then, so that made a big difference for me. Most everybody's open and welcome, talkative, love to hear stories and all that.
Robert?
Yeah, one of the things I liked is that it seemed like there was a recognition that what this provides is necessary. Like, they all, like, several of them admitted that we need the podcasters out there to actually get our, you know, what we're doing out there to the public.
Yeah.
And they were actually appreciative of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the last couple of years, they've been trying to push media out, it seems. You know, and be more of a retail
event. I think there's an old guard, new guard kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Old guard's not so used to it. That's fine. A lot of the new guys, you know, they embrace the podcasters and the bloggers and all of that. So, you know, in the new media. I mean, it's hard for some of the older companies to get on board with the media. You know, they're having to hire these young kids to do their media for them, their social media and whatnot.
Yeah,
so.
I really hate the, I don't hate the brands, but I hate when the brands are like, we don't need you. Our product sells itself. I think that sucks. And there's a lot of manufacturers out there that just, they think that because we're media, like we're beneath them.
Yeah.
Banned once again.
And so they won't even give us the time of day.
Yeah, right. there's still a lot of that going on. We definitely ran into a couple of that.
Right. Justin, what do you think?
Well, they won't let us in Alabama, but they let us in PCA. And this year, instead of being a stranger in a strange land, it was more like coming home.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely like a homecoming this year, kind of made it feel a little better. But, you know, there's a lot of things we can talk about with PCA. We could go on and on and on, but we'll be right back after this break. Welcome back from these advertisements that you need to buy. We are talking all things PCA 2025.
Six.
2026. Why do I keep saying that? I keep doing that.
Yeah.
The year just escapes me. Yeah. Because years are flying by, right? What'd you say? The older you get, the less years matter?
I guess.
Is that what it, yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's right. But anyway, we were just talking about, you know, the culture and the all the things with PCA. I want to give a big shout out to Todd and the board at PCA. Thank you for letting us come again this year. We really look forward to covering these. These are the highlight of our years to go see and just be a part of the culture and the community. Really means a lot to us. So thank you for doing that. Let's talk about one of the cigars. All right. Since this is a cigar show, we're going to talk about the CAO. There I go.
There
I can't
go.
Read today.
You're not.
I might be on point with my timing, but my reading sucks.
Yeah, it does. No, yeah. We were talking about Crown Heads.
Yeah, Crown Heads.
You know, Crown Heads, last few years have always given us something new and exciting, and this year was no different. They gave us the Moonflower.
That's right.
This is named after the flower that only blooms at night. This cigar is meant to be experienced slowly. Something a little more refined, a little more introspective. Moonflower opens with smooth layers of espresso, dark chocolate, and roasted nuts. As it develops, you start to pick up baking spices, black pepper, and subtle sweetness that balances everything out. This is a medium to full-bodied cigar that feels polished, balanced, and just a little bit mysterious. Exactly what you'd expect from something called Moonflower.
So that's like the exact opposite of Robert's Love Life, right?
Yeah. That's it.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, so the composition, it's a Nicaraguan Puro. The wrapper is Corojo. Binder, Esteli, and Jalapa. Filler, Esteli, Jalapa, and Condego. Great cigar.
Yeah. I smoked it. I smoked two or three of them.
How'd you get two or three of them?
Well, I got some before the PCA.
I guess so.
Yeah.
No, it's a really, I mean, you know, last year they kind of gave us something new, surprised me.
Yep.
With the Caratoba
and the Broadway.
And this year with the Moonflower, I was.
Now, the Caratoba was the Oz family cigars.
Yes. Sorry.
So, but yeah. Same,
well, you know,
it's potato, potato.
Right. That's why you
same roof.
Yeah.
Same roof, same brand, same house. So forgive us. Robert, what do you think?
So this is one of those cigars that I kind of realized my point being, we always want the people to bring us new stuff and try new stuff. But we kind of like always think about the previous thing that they did for us.
Right? Yeah.
And I couldn't get Broadway out of my head. So the first one, I didn't enjoy it. Because I was comparing it to something else.
Yeah.
And then I went to John and I actually told him that. And he goes, all right, think of this as a completely different cigar. Smoke it and just let it be its own thing.
Just like it.
And I tell you what, it was like smoking a completely different cigar. I enjoyed it so much after that. I was kind of grateful to John to take that avenue with me. But yeah, it's good. So always try something twice anyway.
Justin?
I always say, if you don't try it twice, you never tried it at all.
That's right. That's right. It's the same thing I told my ex-girlfriend.
Did you get a chance to smoke it?
I did not.
Okay.
That's all right. You probably got one in your pack.
Yeah, it didn't have a label.
Yeah, it was one that didn't have a label, and it just says it on the little sticker on the bottom.
You need to dig that one out. And
yeah, dig it out for sure.
Yeah.
Now, we actually reviewed this cigar, or half of us talked about it on the podcast, this Crown Heads podcast we did that released recently.
Yeah.
Didn't we mention it?
This is the first time I've smoked it, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I got to smoke. Or, well, that was the Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was what we were talking about, but that was Oz Family. So let's give it a rating, guys. Yeah, we're going fives with it.
Yeah, you'll enjoy that, Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you will definitely enjoy that. As far as booths go, guys, what was your favorite booth?
You know, I noticed that a lot of the booths were pretty much the same as they have been in the years past, which I understand. I mean, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, some of these guys, on these booths. So, you know, it's not something you can expect them to change up every year. But I did notice that some of them went a little bit more sales friendly than sit around and smoke cigars, even though there's some of those kind of lounge type booths. But I would
say there were less couches to sit on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But
unless you're at Rocky Patel,
true,
all the couches,
it was nice. But I thought Mayflower booth was interesting because it was sort of throwback to a old, you know, ship.
Yeah, the Mayflower, it was a
timbers,
a boiled down version of the big one from last year.
Yeah, it even had the ship's wheel,
the helm. Yeah,
so interesting.
Not to be nautical on you or nothing, but
no,
you know, I've been on a boat. I'm pretty experienced.
Yeah. Is that what she said?
Let's go get you.
That's right. Boats and hoes, guys.
Boy.
Boats and hoes. I'm a big boy.
Oh, look at him.
You know what I was excited to see, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, is the Natura Cigar Company.
Yeah.
I love them. I love what they're doing. And they're a niche market. I understand that because not everyone likes their flavor profile, but they released their third harvest at PCA.
They were getting a lot of attention this year.
And guess what it was? Guess what it was? It was a Lancero.
Uh-oh.
The one you can't hide behind.
That's right. Hey, what do you mean by that? You calling me fat? That Lancero is, I have not smoked it yet. It's in my humidor. I'm letting it acclimate. But if you make a Lancero, I'm smoking it for sure.
Barger's your boy.
That's right. That's right. We're not going to, obviously none of us have smoked it yet, so we're not going to give it a rating, but I want to talk a little bit about it. It says, Natura Cigars is built around growing tobacco in a place most people said it wasn't possible, high and in the cold. Now, we do have a full episode about Natura Cigars that you can go back and listen to in our back catalog, but they grow in the rainy mountains of the Dominican Republic at 4,500 feet in elevation on the side of hills. And they make greenhouses on these sides of these hills. And the tobacco grows 2 to 3 times longer, and it cures for months and ferments up to a year and a half. The slow process is designed to create natural sugars, essential oils, and aromas in a way found nowhere else. The result is they describe it as a cigar with a different taste, intense aroma, distinct and unique character. At its core, Third Harvest is about patience, altitude, and letting nature dictate the outcome, not rushing the process and not blending away its origins. So we talk about packaging sometimes on these shows and how packaging matters. Now, you guys saw the packaging on that box.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's consistent. Now, I know we haven't smoked that one, but did you smoke the other one the new one?
The little like coffin nail style?
Yeah,
no, I
shorty.
Did not.
That thing is good.
That's a really good cigar.
It's a really good cigar.
Because that was another one they were releasing there, right?
Yeah.
The name escapes me. I didn't look it up.
Yeah. I had to go back. I kept going back asking them for more. So.
Yeah. He kept giving them to you too.
Yes. And I kept smoking them.
Guys, be on the lookout for that cigar. Really good family company that's out there. And just what he's doing, you know, Jacob Efrock, what he's doing out there is just fantastic. And he's also invited us out. So if we want to come out, we can probably go out there and do some live episodes out there. So that'd be fun.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
But, you know, all in good fun. we don't have to rate everything, but we'll be right back after this. Guys, buy whatever the advertisement says, because that keeps us in business.
Buy that diamond ring for your wife.
That's right. She won't love you without it. But listen, I want to make a change. I keep saying Natura Cigars. That was their branding when they first released their cigar lines. They've actually recently changed to Altura Cigars. So A-L-T-U-R-A Cigars, Altura Cigars. So sorry, Jacob, for ruining that part there. But guys, go listen to the other episodes that we did with their cigars, and they're a lot of fun. Now, I had smoked a cigar that was a religious experience at this PCA, and it was a Marifel cigar, and it's the Ernest Master Blend Lancero, 7.5 by 40. And if I could speak with our creator, whatever or whomever it may be, since we don't take stances on those things, I'm kidding, we don't take stance on anything, I would want that in heaven. Like,
seek the Holy Grail.
That cigar, from lighting, and he sat there for a good 15, 20 minutes and just talked to us about the cigar, so, and his family.
So let me step in.
Number one,
we went in, started talking to, what was his name?
Jeremiah Marifel.
Yes, Jeremiah. And we did kind of a standard interview. And then, man, we turned off the cameras and he just started getting passionate about what he believes and what he thought about cigars. And he pulled this thing out of, like, I don't know, it was like a safe almost, of, and this cigar came out, and he only gave us one, but he lit it for us, and he was talking about it, and we ended up actually passing it around until Barger took it and ran off.
I don't run off with things, but maybe I did this one.
I think Mike just threw up a little bit in his mouth.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
That's right. Well, but, go ahead.
No, well, I was just going to, you know, it, like you said, it was darn good. That thing looked good.
Robert,
this might be the best cigar I've ever smoked.
Okay. I love it. Keep going.
I mean, and the one thing that I liked about it, I mean, it just the draw, the retro, everything about it was so smooth, but all the flavor was there. You didn't lose anything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how tobacco is supposed to taste. I was like, in the motherland of tobacco.
So we got this interview. Justin, you weren't there for this interview. It was, you had already left to catch your flight when we got this interview. So apologies.
Lucky spirit left.
Yeah. Apologies.
I made it there. I made it home. I was thrilled.
That's right.
In the nick of the bankruptcy.
I didn't care if I made it home. I could still be there.
Yeah. That's right.
It there.
So what I understand about Marifel cigars and what Jeremiah was very passionately talking to us about is his family 400 years ago got into the cigar industry.
Tobacco industry.
Tobacco import-export, right? And then he said that his grandfather signed one of the biggest deals with Che Guevara in Cuba. The biggest purchase, they purchased 100% of the Cuban tobacco that year. And that, I mean, he got pictures to prove all of this stuff was in there. The booth is like, this is a picture of this.
Their family introduced Sumatra and Cameroon to the rest of the world.
Yep.
That's a big boast right there.
I was getting there, but you took the words out of my mouth. Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Robert.
No. Seriously, thanks. Because, I mean, I'll ramble on. But, like, they got
please don't.
So much to do with the history of tobacco. Yeah. We got introduced to Jeremiah from Kevin Newman from Artista Cigars. So that's where they buy their Cameroon tobacco from. That's where almost, I would say, 75% or more of the tobacco industry buys their Cameroon tobacco from the Marifel family. And so they're based in Belgium. Their offices are based in Belgium, but they have farms and everything in, you know, Africa. So in Cameroon and other regions, but it's a big deal. And like to hear somebody that's passionate about cigars, and in his words, he's like, to hell with everything else. Just look at this. This is what happens from the earth.
And I think the thing that stuck out was, I think they let the tobacco cure like four times longer than anybody. And he said, that's a problem in the today's industry, is that they don't, a lot of the growers and the rollers, they don't let their tobacco age long enough because they want to get it out.
Right.
And when you let it age, it really changes the complexity, the taste, the everything about the tobacco.
Because it takes the ammonia out of it.
Yeah. Takes the ammonia, yeah.
You know, the ammonia out of it and other things that you know, and obviously they don't use pesticides or anything like that on their tobaccos, but it takes all the natural oils that turn into this ammonia and the water and the way they do it. It just strips all of that away, so you're just left with a pure product.
Right.
You know, and Cameroon is a real thin leaf as well, so it's really hard to work with. But this cigar, man, if we had a number 10 rating, like, this cigar would be a number 10. And, I mean, your guys are going to put up your hands at number 5, I know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we're going to give it a 5.
Yeah, just give it a 5.
But if there was a 10, this would be it.
That was also my favorite booth because of all the family pictures and everything, like the history that he introduced with his family.
Right.
That was pretty amazing.
And it was a small booth.
Very small.
It was no bigger than this room that we're sitting in.
It's not the size of the booth. It's the motion of the ocean.
That's right. That's right. Spoken like a true man. That's right.
A Floridian.
A Floridian.
A man with excuses.
That's right. So let's talk for a second. Robert is going to tell us about the apostate Zarahemla, I think is what it's called.
Zarahemla,
yeah. But, you know, we had a chance to hang out with him.
They were in our hotel.
They were in our hotel. So Brandon from Apostate and, what, Kendrick?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. And so, man, just salt of the earth, guys. If you're in Utah, go check out Kendrick's cigar shop. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And I didn't have any idea that he used to be a dueling pianist.
I did not know that either.
And so he's like, yeah, there's a piano back there. And I was like, what do you have a piano back for? And he was like, oh, I used to, you know, before I got into cigars, I was a pianist. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Tell me more. And so, but yeah, so tell us a little bit about this Zarahemla.
Okay, the Zarahemla draws its name from an ancient, once mighty city, now in ruin, a symbol of history, legacy, and rediscovery. Apostate describes a cigar as something that is meant to become the cornerstone of your cigar temple, a true indulgence. Crafted from tobaccos spanning from both new and old world, coming together in one unified blend. The wrapper is Pennsylvania broadleaf. The binder is Cameroon, and fillers are DR and Mexican.
Okay. So what'd you think about it?
I liked it. I really enjoyed that cigar.
Yeah.
It was a lot milder than I expected. Cause like when you look at the wrapper, it looks a lot more, it's a lot darker than you think it's going to be, but it smokes like a really nice, like medium body cigar. It's very enjoyable.
Okay. Now we've smoked quite a bit from Apostate cigars before. So this is a staple. This is a great cigar. And what I like about what Brandon does is he's got one product, or he's got one size for each product. Is that right?
So, I think so, yeah.
So one size for each product. And then he just came out with these little
coffin nail looking.
These are amazing too.
Yeah. And they don't take up that much shelf space. And that's what he was saying. It's like, these don't take up as much shelf space as when you bring other brands in, which encourages shop owners to pick up these boutique brands because you have a set amount. That's it. And so I think that's another, you know, branding 101 is don't have so many options that people can't choose.
Don't underestimate the cigarillos.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That cigar smoked amazing, and he's talking about that being in a box of 100.
Oh, yeah.
For $140. Ooh. Bucks.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those are just what they're single leaf, they roll the cigarillos to have for themselves. And they were like, there's a market for it, so we're going to start pumping them out.
Yeah.
It's probably a 15-minute smoke.
Yeah, absolutely.
For your work break.
Absolutely. So you could start smoking at work, Robert.
I'm already starting, man.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Man. What'd you think?
I mean, you know, like you guys said, it's excellent smoke. Excellent smoke.
What are we rating it?
Definitely.
Five. We'll give her a 5. This might be an all 5 episode.
Well, it is the best of.
Well, no, it's not.
Well, it is
PCA.
PCA, best of PCA. I mean, we're not going to talk about the crap, are we? Well, we could, I guess.
Well, I mean, we could.
We could.
I mean, if you want to.
You know.
Mike, you want to talk about some crap?
No.
Well, listen, we'll be right back after the break to talk about some more crap.